A Senate committee is already pressing the Attorney General's Department about how much damage was done to community legal services by the threat of funding cuts. The Attorney General, George Brandis, announced yesterday that those $25 million cuts would not happen as planned in July. But despite Senator Brandis revealing the money will be restored, the committee wants to know why the legal services have already lost staff. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
The cuts were announced in late 2013, but weren't due to take effect until July this year, so Senator Brandis insists the legal services haven't yet been cut. The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion, makes the same point.
The announcement made yesterday, in effect, reverses the cuts that were to be made. So, in effect, they are now not to be made, and those services will continue to receive the funds they're expected to receive. And I don't think that's complicated or confusing.
But Senator Brandis says the $25 million that will be restored will have to come from somewhere else in his department's budget. Greens Senator Penny Wright pressed Senator Scullion on what else might be chopped to make up for it.
Will the government guarantee that no further cuts to the legal assistance sector will be contained in the budget in May?
I'm not in a position to make guarantees. Certainly, I think it's been a broad convention across governments to answer these sort of questions in the same way, is that I'm not in a position now to guarantee anything.
The cuts from the Attorney-General's budget to make up for the restored funding won't include cuts to the Australian Human Rights Commission?
Look, I'm not in a position to answer that question. Again, that's a matter for the budget.
The Far West Community Legal Centre in Broken Hill is among the centres saying it's already been affected because of uncertainty over what was until yesterday a looming cut. Labor Senator Jacinta Collins quizzed the department about that impact.
They have not been told any details of how much they will be given by government. Some people have already left and started other jobs. Their principal solicitor has already resigned and accepted another job. They had already turned away clients, 80 people. There's damaged staff morale. This caused distress to vulnerable people. Now, I apologise, this is probably a paraphrase of a radio report. And they will have to rebuild the Far West Legal Centre from the ground up. Simply to say that we've made a reassessment and the funds will be available denies the obvious fact that there has been an impact on a number of services as a result of the uncertainty leading up to yesterday.
Senator Scullion argued the government couldn't be blamed.
You know, for example, a fact that X number of people have resigned may not be at all associated with anything that government is and isn't doing. It can be associated with a whole range of other issues, including maladministration, workplace bullying, you name it. And it often gets put to me that we are responsible for things that we are clearly not. Now, it's very difficult, I think, for the officers to take detailed questions on an effect that's been asserted in the media on a legal service in Western New South Wales, where clearly the questions that you're answering have actually no unique solution or no unique answer.
Senator Collins says it appears the damage has already been done.
For a long time, the government was refusing to accept that there was going to be any impact on frontline services. I read out an example of very clear frontline impact, which I think you accept, has been now accepted by government. But I'm trying to understand what evaluation of that impact has been, rather than just simply on a case-by-case or a media-reported basis. And indeed, ultimately, what we might need to do to try and repair that frontline impact. I can imagine recruitment in Broken Hill isn't the easiest thing to do for legal professionals, and it has already had to turn away 80 people. So it's fine that a reassessment has occurred and that ongoing funds will be available, but how do we repair what's occurred to date?
Well, Senator Collins, clearly the example that 3 months before an adjustment to funding would take place, that the particular service that you're mentioning is completely anomalous, because we're not finding that circumstance across the board at all. And so what I'm simply suggesting is the assertion that 4 people out of 5 have left and have resigned as a consequence of some uncertainty around the funding is not a fact.
Other cuts have been made that won't be reversed, including $15 million from supplementary funding to legal aid commissions and about $12 million over 4 years for environmental defenders' offices. It was a coalition election commitment to scrap the environmental defenders' offices.
That report from Louise Yaxley.